In this lesson, you will learn about the time Kaaba caught on fire and then it had to be rebuilt. This lesson is part of Ariwa World Sira course. Visit ariwaworld.com for more detail. Kaaba was a city center, sort of a downtown, where people gather and mingle. There are people buying and selling, some people chatting and others worshipping. A woman was cooking close to the Kaaba, probably selling food to the people around the Kaaba. Mistakenly, the clothing of the Kaaba caught fire. Before the fire was quenched, it had already burnt 90% of the Kaaba. The building became weak due to the fire. Later that year, there was heavy rainfall which led to a flood. It also made the structure weak. It so happened that the Caesar sent materials to build a church in Yemen. The materials were transported via a ship. However, on their way, the ship got a problem, and they had to sell the merchandise in Jeddah. The Arabs in Makkah heard about it, and decided to purchase those merchandise. They gathered their money and bought the materials. Additionally, they hired the Roman bricklayer to build the Kaaba for them. But before they build a new Kaaba, they have to demolish the already weakened one. And no one wants to take part in demolishing the old Kaaba, as they are afraid something terrible may occur to the person. It's a big dilemma for the Quraysh. One man, Al-Walid ibn Mughira, started demolishing the Kaaba, and the Arabs said, "Let's use him as a test. If he survives the next morning, then we can demolish the Kaaba." Next day Al-Walid was fine. Hence, they demolished the old Kaaba. In building the new Kaaba, the Quraysh shared the four walls of the Kaaba among the four major tribes of Quraysh. Bani Abdumanif and Banu Mazum had the sides which had the black stone. Hence, a conflict began among the tribes on who will place the black stone on its place. When they wanted to fight, and Abu Umayd ben Mughira said, "Let's leave to the luck of the draw. Whoever walks in from the gate, then the tribe will place the black stone on the Kaaba." Lo and behold, the Prophet came in through the gate. All the tribes became happy when they saw the Prophet because they thought he is going to choose from their tribe. So, when he came, they told him about their draw for the black stone. The Prophet said, "Get me a sheet and every tribe should send a member from their tribe. So, everyone can take part in placing the stone." Every tribe sent a representative, together with the Prophet, they put the black stone on its place. The Prophet was 35 years old when the incident of rebuilding the Kaaba occurred. That's the end of this lesson. Don't forget to take the quiz as it is going to be used for your CA. Bye for now.